I'm delighted to be speaking with cellist Maya Beiser about her recording called Infinite Bach, which will be released on May 26th on Islandia Music Records. When did you know that you were ready to record the Bach cello suites?
During the pandemic, my partner and I ended up buying a place in the Berkshires in Massachusetts. And it's a kind of a magical place, and had a converted barn that the first day that I went in there, I just took my cello and started to play. My relationship with Bach is it really started very, very early. As a little child in Israel, in the northern part of Israel, I grew up during time where there were a lot of threats, war, and I spent a lot of time in shelters. And when I started to play the cello, Bach was really my refuge. And later on, people who are familiar with my work and my career, I've really went in all kinds of directions that were quite far from Bach. But it's always been my ritual to play the Bach suites every day. Even when I was getting ready to play with David Bowie or Philip Glass or Steve Reich or any of the many other composers that I was working with and collaborating with, I would still start every day with a little bit of Bach. But I never thought that I wanted to record it. Mostly, I think there are so many beautiful recordings of the cello suites already. And I felt that if and when I decide to take on this project, I wanted to bring a different perspective. I wanted to find something new.
There are a couple of scholars who have said that Bach was a tinkerer. Somebody mm-hmm. who was experimenting and trying to get things better and looking at other types of music from other places. Do you think of yourself as a tinkerer in terms of performance?
Yes, very much so. I mean, I think that I dedicated pretty much my entire career to creating what I consider a new form of art or art music. To just find a new way. So in that way, I'm very much a tinkerer.
How was Alvin Lucier's I Am Sitting in a Room an inspiration for you in recording the Bach cello suites?
So Alvin Lucier created this piece where he is sitting in a room and just basically speaking. He recorded himself and then fed the recording into the room over and over and over again until the sound of his voice becomes just completely distorted. And in the end, you only hear overtones. And it's a magical piece.
I am sitting in a room different from the one you are in now.
I am sitting in a room different from the one you are in now.
We put multiple sets of microphones all over the space. It was recorded in multi-channel, so there were 14 different channels all recording, and each one of them were a little different because of the location of the mic in the room. And so they were creating these natural delays and reverbs. And so everything you would hear actually in the recording was all just things that occur naturally in that space. And so it's really this idea of letting the space dictate in a way sort of what's happening. And it was really just what occurred naturally.
I've been speaking with cellist Maya Beiser about her new recording called Infinite Bach, which will be released on May 26th. Well, thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate your time.
You're so welcome, Kat. It was really wonderful to speak to you.